this conversation because I forgot to hit record. I said I'm, you know, at my best today, and apparently it's still true. We'll call it jet lag, except of course I lost an hour, so that's not a valid excuse. So, you know, there's 7 plus or minus 2, adding a bunch of things, and then basically getting their focus that way. There's visualization, which is always good, and I don't mind doing that one, where you take them out and go ahead and picture yourself out in a meadow and feel the sun playing across your body and hear the wind blowing across you and feel how good it feels and remember how wonderful it is to have the sun on you. And apparently eventually some of you lose it and some of you are like, I don't want to picture a frickin' meadow. Why is it always the meadow?
Why is it always the beach?
The meadow, the beach. I did one on massage once, which actually I thought was a good choice. You know, feel the person working their arms and hands over your body, gently kneading your calves. Made perfect sense to me. It was a decent induction. I was fairly happy with it. But it's still all creative visualization. It's all a matter of... It's all a matter of what you're picturing. Oh, you're just being a pain today. Water has sharks and jellyfish. And those little spiky things you step on.
Shellfish? I don't know.
No. I was talking about the sea urchin.
Oh.
Those wash up on shore occasionally and can be stepped on and are quite painful if you do. I wonder if you could do an induction based on that. Probably. You really can do an induction based on just about anything you want. And I don't see any reason you couldn't do a horror induction.
Because you don't want somebody to shit themselves? I don't know. Wait. your people might want that.
So yeah, no, that wouldn't really work into their mindset, to tell the truth. Yes, there are people who would, but usually they want to do it because, you know, it's a natural thing, because they want to be too. Let's see, a horror induction. We're not doing that this morning. There's the progressive relaxation induction, which I'm sure everyone in the world has experienced by at least one hypnotist, if not 12. Feel your arms relax, feel your hands relax, feel your elbows relax, feel your inner ear relax.
Oh my god. Feel your belly button relax more.
There is a Q-tip.
Oh, I love Q-tips. Yay.
I did an orgasm induction once.
Once?
Maybe more than once.
Yeah, once.
Admittedly, that one's harder to do for both men and women. You can still do it, but most of the women who are going to get into that particular induction would probably prefer one or more along the way. Well, most of us men have problems achieving one or more along the way. Well, one's easy. It's the or more that starts getting to become a challenge. So, you know, you really can't do an orgasm induction where, okay, get to this point. And orgasm. Okay, well, that's the end of the guys. Now it's for the women.
I thought it wasn't easy for a guy to, well, do that without direct stimulation, you know?
Well, yeah, but there's no reason not to have them, not to direct their stimulation, I mean, you know.
Oh, okay. Can you get them to do it without actually...
Yeah, yes, and yes, you can with some men. It's rare. Some men can orgasm without direct stimulation. However, I would put them in the minority. I'm not sure I could get that to happen for any but, you know, particularly good subjects or especially horny men. It would probably work better with the 18 to 25 group. Or even better, you know, the 13 to 16 group.
Oh, gross.
I'm not doing that. I'm never going to make the induction for them, but I'm just saying they're already halfway to orgasm half the time. If they're interested at all in women, you know, pull out any piece of female anatomy, paint the picture well in their mind, and they're half the way there already. let's see. Where else can we induce you?
Me? Whoa.
Oh, well, that's it, Mike. All the 18-year-olds in this chat are already coming, probably leaving the chat shortly. which I've actually found there's quite a few people who you get them under you, you get them under, you play with them for a while with men, and they're doing very wonderfully, and then they come and they're done. It's, you know, kind of like sex. Okay, I'm done.
Alright, it was really nice talking to you, so yeah.
No, I've had feedback from two or three where it's like, I'm really into this and it's working really, really well, and I stay that way right until the moment that I orgasm, and then I'm done. And it's like, yeah, that's because you've tied the two together in your mind that you know, this is a sexual experience, and so now that you've achieved climax, the sexual experience is over as well. Usually feminization. Not always. I've seen other things, but
do they get butch right after?
They don't necessarily get butch, but they stop wanting to, you know, they stop wanting to dress up or think they're a woman or anything else, because their goal really was deep down in their mind to come. And so, okay, I really want to be feminized, I really want to be feminized, well, I've gotten what I wanted for that moment.
I really want pancakes.
The pancake induction. Let's see now.
No.
So, let's see, if you're doing the pancake induction, do you imagine you're the pancake, or do you imagine making the pancakes and cooking them?
Can we just eat them? Why do I have to be the pancake? Yes. I want to be I forgot, what is that, vor, where you're being eaten? No.
Oh, yes, there are. I've done those files, too.
I had someone approach me about that.
Yeah.
Except they're actually someone who was playing games, so they weren't really serious.
Oh no, I had somebody who's paid me hundreds and hundreds of dollars doing those files for him. Probably in the neighborhood of $500 or $600, where he's one of them was practically a Willy Wonka fantasy. which was bizarre enough, but hey, it was his money. He enjoyed the files. He paid lots and lots of money to have himself consumed, have himself incinerated. Interesting.
Oh my god, really?
Yes, really.
Get eaten by an Oompa Loompa.
I don't want to be eaten. Whoa. Not like that, though.
Yes, we know. There we go. You're being eaten, induction. Women. Not that way. You know.
Oh, wait. I don't know what way you're talking
imagine
about.
Imagine his tongue running up and down your... running gently up your leg. Imagine him licking you.
You didn't know that an Oompa Loompa could do that.
Gentle swirl.
Ew.
Now it's a little orange guy doing it, and suddenly we found a whole horrible fetish.
Guess what color his tongue is?
Oh, Jesus. You guys, you just made it not hot.
I thought you liked it. I thought you're into that. No.
Don't judge me.
I gave up judging anyone a long time ago. Because I'm willing to record this stuff, and if I'm willing to record it, doesn't necessarily mean I'm willing to do it, but who am I to say what's wrong? Well, okay, I do say what's wrong. I refuse to do anything involving small children.
Any children.
It just doesn't happen. Yeah, any children. Well, that's not entirely true. I've made people want to be little children, but I don't make
Want
little children. I don't make people want little children. That's just simply, that is no. That is almost it. That is almost it. I've probably come up, you could probably come up with something else. I won't make somebody want to kill somebody else. I have made somebody want to get arrested.
Really?
Yeah, you know, I didn't encourage him to do major crime, but he had a jail fetish. We're hoping he didn't go to jail, but who knows? Maybe he did. Maybe he achieved his fetish, in which case I feel kind of sorry for him. But, you know, the encouragement was for him to commit minor crimes or to confess to crimes he hadn't even committed.
So, I want to, I don't know if this pertains to inductions, though. Okay.
Well, that's okay. Ask anyway, because I don't know how far we're going with this. That was the topic, but, you know, you can induce people a lot of different ways. There's the shock inductions, which I've never personally done, but you have to be physically present, although I suppose you could do it over Skype if you use something shocking enough, you know.
You could yell at somebody. Witch demon faces that shows up like after you've been watching a video for 5 minutes.
Yeah.
It's like you could just throw that up there.
You're an ass.
Yeah, and then once you've kind of got them out of your element, you then transition that into a trance. And sometimes I wonder about those, if they're as legitimate as they say they are, or if they work well only on people who expect them to work. In other words, you need kind of a feed. You need somebody who it works on so that the rest of the audience knows what to expect. If you know what I mean. I don't know if it would work well on, you know, somebody you've just first met and, you know.
I had somebody yell at me into trance. That was pretty, it was just during an argument. It was like somebody I used to work with a lot. And they got really mad at me. And this is like a nice, polite person, and all of a sudden they just like told me to shut up, and I was like, and then they went into this. It shocked the shit out of me, and then I did drop.
Yeah.
So that's kind of shock, right?
Yeah, it is. It is exactly that. The point being that you get them, you elicit an emotional state, and then transition that into trance.
You know, I didn't expect it, so you know.
In the BDSM world, a good solid beating can pretty much get you into subspace, which is half an inch from trance. You can transition one of those into trance pretty easily. But, you know, you could certainly do it with a sudden sharp pain. They, you know, people who use shock inductions for live hypnosis shows, usually it's just kind of a thump to the chest, nothing too drastic. And you try to do it to the shoulder, not the chest, because you don't want to break any rib bones. But the point being that you get the person into a different mental state and then you transition them from there. However, I've always kind of wondered on some of these where you see them do it in front of an audience, if they start with somebody that they know will respond and then you've got people expecting it, because part of hypnosis can be the expectation. The expectation that you're going to change mental states can be as powerful as the induction itself, especially for those who are really, really willing, because, you know, that's why if you're doing a group setting and you're trying to get a bunch of people under, you're looking for the people who are the most suggestible to begin with, the ones that are going to accept the fact that this is going to work, and some level don't mind the fact that they're likely to be made fun of in interesting ways in front of a group. They're also the people who are likely to be very fun when drunk.
Oh, I love that. Oh, sorry.
And I suppose you could do a drunk injection. There you go.
You know, oh, that's so much fun.
Go ahead and imagine yourself, you know, what it's like after 20 beers, and with each beer you go deeper and deeper. Preferably without the actual beer involved.
With the vomiting after 20.
Yeah, 20 is probably a wee bit much, but...
Sick is six or eight.
It's hypnobeer. You don't get sick.
You don't?
And I'm sure there's one guy who's tried an induction like that who did have somebody get sick who was extremely suggestible. Because there was... what was it? I went to some live hypnosis show and the guy did one and it's like, but you will never get to the point where you throw up because of some suggestion he was doing that was, you know, making you sick, and he apparently found that one suggestible person that making you sick got them all the way to vomiting. You know, that's a show killer.
I can only imagine what the person next to them thought when they woke up.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Then again, at the same time, anyone seen Now You See Me?
Not yet. Don't ruin it.
Yeah.
Oh, well, then I won't say anything. But,
no spoilers.
Well, I wasn't going to necessarily do a spoiler, but one of the people in it is a, you know, hypnotist.
A hypnotist, yeah.
And, as always, they kind of go a little far, because... I won't go any further, because you said no spoilers.
Oh, please.
Hi.
Okay, fine. Anyway, Woody Harrelson is playing the hypnotist. And he's got the wife, so she can't move. And she's got the husband. She's got information about who the husband slept with. And he's admitting this in front of the wife, who's right there. And then, you know, and she's reacting to it, but she can't move. And then he makes her forget it. And it's like, you know... I think she's going to be pissed enough. That one's probably not going away unless she's just an amazing subject.
So do you think that people can't lie in trance?
Do you think people can or can't?
Can't. Cannot. I was having an argument about it with somebody. And he says, well, you know, I could trance somebody and then they won't lie to me. And I'm like, you crazy? I could lie like a fucking rug.
I have a difficult time believing that people won't lie in trance. I think that... Okay. It depends on the person. Yeah. Yeah, exactly. If they believe it deep down, they're going to lie. Or alternately, if they feel themselves threatened or something else by the information you're asking for, they may well tell a lie. Or they may... lock up. They may just simply refuse to give you that information. They may pop out of trance. I've seen that happen which is, you know, a good defense mechanism so that I've got you deep under and I ask you for your credit card number and you lock up or you just simply come right out of trance. That's where, you know, like I said, unless he had the two most amazing subjects in the world, that wife is likely to pop out of trance right there. Because the suggestion that you can't move is, wow, that's beautiful, but unless she was really into it, she's probably going to remember that later on. Especially since I think it was like her sister or somebody.
Dude, that's I was her sister? Thanks.
I could be wrong. It could have been somebody else. Could have been best
he
friend.
He is a spoiler, dude.
Hey, I warned you.
I always wondered about Darren Brown, you know, that he would get into some situation where picks one more person, it's just the wrong subject, and they completely react badly and punches him in the face.
I haven't seen Darren Brown. I take it he does something...
Well, he's pulled stunts. It's all televised. You know, some of the stuff is some of it's probably staged. Some of it is, you know, it's probably very careful selection. Mm-hmm. We don't know. I don't know. I mean, but he had one called it was Zombie, and it involved building a special video game that had a strobe effect in to induce a trance. Mm-hmm. And okay, so this guy at some predefined point he basically goes out. They then carry him across the street, puts him into this area, which is like a zombie zone.
Mm-hmm. Like a big warehouse, yeah.
Yeah, yeah, and he wakes up, or well, not exactly wakes up, but he basically opens his eyes and he sees all these people, you know, zombies mm-hmm. coming at him, and like he's part of that game, and you know, the whole point of the game was to, you know, kill the zombies, and mm-hmm. I always thought, you know what, at some point, what's to prevent someone from just totally flipping out and then, you know, hurting someone?
Yeah, yeah, that's great if the game was to escape the zombies, and maybe he, you know, didn't broadcast that little portion of his thing, or maybe he,
he's gonna need a good makeup artist if he went crazy.
Yeah, but, you know, because, okay, great, you're playing a zombie hunter game, and you've probably set up the space so it's relatively safe, but that doesn't necessarily keep your guy who's playing zombie hunter from reaching over and trying to crack a neck.
Right.
Right.
And he was cornered. I mean, he was that was the game. It was to, you know, like, shoot the zombies, and, mm-hmm. and he's given, you know, basically wakes up, and he's given, like a gun. Not something that would fire, but... Right. I mean, seriously, he could have hauled
off and whacked somebody with that gun, which sure. would have been famous.
If you try to break a zombie, if you try to crack a zombie's neck, then you might deserve to go, because that's natural selection. Because, you know, everybody knows you don't crack a zombie's.
Well, yes, but did that person? Oh,
you know. They gotta go.
But more importantly, yeah, and you know. It's great fun, but that'd be an interesting thing, yeah.
But that extends to a lot of things, you know. If someone, I've just seen individuals that really just take it upon themselves that because they're a hypnotist or because they perceive themselves as having some power, mm-hmm. that they go nuts. Like, they can get away with anything. Like, they could take anybody and manipulate them and do anything they want, and. It's insane. It's frankly insane because they really don't know who the next person's going to be or how they're going to react.
Uh-huh.
And sooner or later, they get burned.
Yeah, and that's and the theory that, you know, we all love those subjects that just simply are practically the perfect subject, the ones that you can do just about anything with. And you can find them, but the problem is you're going to find one that has issues. I had somebody who responded very poorly to Hotter and Hotter for arousal. Very, very poorly. House fire will do that to you.
Wow.
What fire?
House fire.
Oh, boy.
Yeah. So Hotter and Hotter was giving them images of their house burning down, and it did not go well for them after that point. And so we calmly agreed to never visit that particular word again.
They didn't blister, did they?
Oh, no, they did not blister. Fortunately, they were not that good of a subject.
Yeah. You know, someone brought that up. Like, that was a possibility mm-hmm. with a really good subject that you could take a coin,
mm-hmm.
Put it on their skin and suggest that it was a very, very hot coin, and then for some people that they would actually raise a blister.
Yes, and those are the amazingly good subjects. They're great to work with if you're doing a hypnosis show or if you're planning on brainwashing some poor individual, because they're the people who really want somebody to do that to them on some level.
Okay, but has that been shown? I mean, someone says it, but have they actually taken evidence of that to demonstrate it sure?
Okay, I've never seen blistering. I will admit that. I have seen reddening.
Mm-hmm. I believe that. Because I believe that it's possible that you can redirect blood flow and all that. But that would be something to actually, you know,
and
for someone to actually show a blister.
Yeah, because basically, I'm not sure. Blistering is a different stage. Reddening is your body, you know, you could get the autonomic response system to actually respond as if you've got damage to that spot, which would cause it to possibly redden, or basically your body's trying to heal itself when it's not damaged. You're going to have a really pretty good subject there, but blistering is... you'd actually have to have your body do damage to itself, which sounds a little less likely. It's the same reason that I cannot change your sex via hypnosis, no matter how many times I try. you know, maybe someplace out there in this world. And this is the admission I will give when people ask me about these files of, you know, can you do this to me? Maybe somewhere out in this world there is that one person who is the most amazing subject on Earth and has the mental capacity to control themselves at a genetic level. In which case, wow. But I have yet to see that person. And you probably are not that person. however, I have yet to see anybody who said, I was a guy last week and now I'm a girl. you could make somebody say those words, but penis is still there come Monday. at least unless they manage to make their way out to Trinidad and get some very expensive surgery. And oddly what? Enough, that's not something
what
you can do
that?
Just for fun.
It's either feedback or a portal just opened up.
Well,
I think I hit something by accident.
The aliens are coming for me. I knew it was inevitable.
It does. I think it raises interesting questions around not just consensual behavior, actually just the how safe something is, that there are people who want to experience danger, but then I think it's also important to point out that, you know, some things just don't have or will not happen.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, exactly. There are lots of things that won't happen. And it does depend on the individual very much. I don't know what all the mental triggers are. Usually the people in question are fairly creative. I've found I've gotten some very interesting results from people who have a tendency to be attention deficit. which is, some of them actually make amazingly good subjects. Because it gives them that single point of focus for their mind that they need. And so while they're in trance, it's actually, you know, one of the few places where they're not doing five things at once. And then there's the guy, yeah. And there's the guy, oh, butterfly. It's not for everyone. I wouldn't say, you know, every ADD person's going to respond well, but I've had two different subjects that, you know, under hypnosis, responded well to hypnosis, responded very well to hypnosis, and actually, you know, seemed to be more focused there than they were outside of it. And went down beautifully, even though they were fairly attention deficit. So it doesn't seem to be a hamper to hypnosis, and in both cases, they were very excellent subjects. Which, you know, it may tie to creativity, it may tie to any number of things, but, you know, let's see, how else can we induce hypnosis? I know
can,
that...
Can we see you do it?
Can we see me do it?
Mm-hmm.
Yes, we can. I was planning on doing at least one induction this time.
He keeps moaning. What are you doing,
bro? I moan a lot. It's my nature, especially since I am tired. It's worse when I'm tired and sore. And I managed to work on that fairly well yesterday since I was in San Francisco and finally got away from a moderately boring computer conference to go out and bike up and down the Embarcadero.
Who are you going to do it to?
Huh?
Helix.
Not game. No, I'm not. I'm not a. I would not say it's a beginning material. No, I don't. I don't play much with people either way. Mm-hmm. Not that often. Very selective.
I understand.
You're selfish. You can't take one for the team.
Selfish.
Take one for the team.
Well, maybe I'm sparing him.
You could take one from the team. You're the one that seems to be pushing everyone.
I am a pushy person by nature.
I question the BS that goes on out there that passes. And, you know, pardon, but I've seen too much abuse, and a lot of it has nothing to do with necessarily with the hypnosis. It's the whole idea that someone can, because they take on a title, that they can go out and they can just abuse others, threaten others, and I'm tired of it. No, I just see it too much. That's my rant.
So. Oh, hey. It's a solid rant, and there are people who go out there, and yeah, you're right, they take on a title. Whether or not they're even good at it in many cases. I've seen some amazingly hackish attempts that seem to be getting responses from others, and it's like, really? You succeeded with that piece of drivel?
Yeah.
It's got to be RP. That's all I can think of. When I see it, I keep thinking it's got to be RP. There's no way.
Yeah.
It's all the shit.
And there are a decent number of people out there who are playing. I had, let's make sure they're not in this group. No, they're not in this group. I had somebody who was doing the help me thing.
Mike just slipped here. Okay, hold on.
Well, I'm not trying to be crude. I'm not trying to be cruel.
No, I've done the same thing. But... EMG was like, wait, are they in the call? Okay, so yes.
But
wait, your nemesis is here.
Nemesis.
Oops, you let them in.
You don't know my nemesis. And I don't think he's here, but that's a different story.
Now I want to know his nemesis. Oh my god.
Anyway, no, had somebody recently who came with the help me line. You know, I'm under the effects of an evil mind controller. And they may well be under the effects of an evil mind controller, but they want it so badly, or at least they want somebody to control them so badly, that they're looking for trouble on a basis that's so far from anything I can help them with, unless I wanted to, like, you know, bring them here and take over their life. And I found that out because they gave me references, which was nice. Hey, great. You know, they gave me references with people they'd worked with, and what do? I actually followed up on the damn references. Ooh. And one of them's like, yeah, I worked with her for a while, but basically, you know, anything I tried to do to remove anything, she would hang on to it because she needed somebody to control her. And the only way I was going to, you know, unravel everything would have been to make her mine, and I'm not looking for that. Because what she really wanted deep down inside was somebody to, you know, own her and fuck with her. Well, that's what this guy's doing. That's exactly what she wants. She's just not happy with how he's doing it today. Or maybe she is happy with how he's doing it today. She just wants tension.
Dude.
And there are plenty of them out there, and I get them 3 or 4 or 5 times a year. That it's like, help me, and it's like, and some of them disappear in 5 minutes, and you know they don't want help, they just want trance. But in this case, it was like, no, I don't think she really wanted help, she just wanted, you know, well, she either wanted to, you know, fuck around with hypnosis because she said the guy wasn't playing with her as much as she wanted to, and therefore she just, you know, wanted to fill that empty gap of, I wasn't hypnotized 5 minutes ago. Or she just needed attention. And that's where some of these come from, is people who really need something. They can make a really good subject because there's something inside of them that says, I need blank. And therefore, you start fulfilling that. Actually, you fulfill the need for attention. And that's a powerful thing. I mean, you know, I could start a cult if I wanted to, just based on that simple thing right there. You're valuable and special to me.
Well, there are cults. Oh. There are little cults in this area. I mean, you
no
don't
shit,
know.
I agree.
It not necessarily in, let's say, a more open forum. Mm-hmm. Yeah, you know, like a hip book, for instance. Now I'm not sure about that hypnofetish site, but. You know, but you know,
thanks.
If you have a group of people that are more community oriented, mm-hmm. I mean, just in a general sense, I don't think that's really that cult environment. But if you get people isolated, separated off to believe that someone is better than absolutely anyone, and, you know, there are those groups that it's like, and there may be some legitimate, you know, not quite cult, and people are up and up, on the up and up about it, but it can. If someone has poor intention, you know, it can go south in a hurry.
Oh, yeah. Well, I mean, the principles of brainwashing, which I read a while back because I was bored and I'm evil, you know, part of what you're doing is a lot like a low-level trance. You get somebody in a position where they're not entirely comfortable. You get them out of their element. Well, gee, no, that wouldn't work for an induction. And you kind of startle their mindset and try to get them to think someplace else or think differently. And bam, well, that's pretty close to hypnosis. It's not entirely different. And, you know, and it will work for some of them and it will not work for others. Well, gee, yeah, that happens in hypnosis all the time. And there are plenty of landmines there, too. But those are the basic precepts for starting brainwashing. So hypnosis works well towards finding your cult. I've joked for several years that I should go out there and, you know, start a cult, start a religion. You know, when it's time for me to retire, I'll just go out there and come to me, my hypnotic slaves. You are all mine.
You don't share?
But share, I think I'll pass on the white robes. I'm not
the what?
White. Did you miss all that?
Uh-oh. Did we lose her?
I think she's having problems. You know, beyond any of those.
Oh, sorry, I was being handed popcorn. Oh, shut up.
Oh.
Now she's eating
popcorn. I had popcorn, sorry. Go.
Is that caramel popcorn?
Ew, gross.
Is it regular? Yeah. A regular? Okay.
I'm mic'd down, don't worry.
The popcorn induction. Every single piece you eat takes you deeper and deeper as you feel it go sliding down your throat. You find that your mind just slips away to another place, another time. Every single kernel. And I've heard it said before that, you know, you can work anything into an induction. There is so many things wrong with that statement. I don't know if I should repeat it for the recording or not. What do you think?
It was funny, what?
Yeah. It is funny. We'll just leave it blank. We'll let people wonder what the heck that was. Because we're evil. And if you want to know what that was, you have to show up at the next session.
Ooh, intrigue.
Which will be at the end of July. Which reminds me.
So you do this about every... You do this every month?
I am trying to do this every month.
What do you call it?
I just call them the EMG sessions. I post an invite both here and on FetLife. I'll be happy to post it someplace else if people have other suggestions. My goal is to, you know, choose a topic, and if you hadn't guessed, very, very loosely follow that topic. I'm trying to stay away from the purely fetish topics, which makes it more of a challenge, I will admit, because I could spend an entire day doing feminization, but I bet I'd get about one-third of this group's attendance. I would get other people, because there are some that would love to be feminized.
I didn't even know that this session was going on. I just got an invite from Musi, and I'm like, okay, there's a group. Well, yes. All right, I'll join in the group.
Yes, I've been trying. I started this. This is session number 3, so you haven't missed much. I post them afterwards on HypnoFetish and WMM for people to listen to. But I figured it would be fun. It would be at least semi-informative. I started off. Here's the sad and painful part. The first session I did was safety. That would be the session that didn't get recorded. That was probably the most important session I've done from the point of view of at least, you know, three or four people could probably use that one, but no, that one has not been recorded, so I will probably revisit it in 6 months. You know, session 12, session 6, safety revisited. Setting triggers in your own mind. That could be fun. And we all have them.
Oh my god, right?
I mean, you know, we all have the little red flags in our head where somebody starts talking about something we don't want, and it either it pops us out of trance, or at least, you know, gets an ab reaction. That's, of course, you know, the least fun scenario. Because, what you really want is somebody who's going along very nicely, breaking down into sobs or screaming or... Mm-hmm. Found a landmine!
I've only done that once, where I actually cried. I'm like,
Somebody wants to do one on how to spot the fakers.
I have some advice on that.
Oh, give it.
But should we do an entire session on it? I mean, what should we do in a month from now?
Fact one: if someone never shows video or gets on Skype or any type of voice or anything, they have something to hide.
Yeah. I love that one. The statement that, I don't have a microphone, my webcam is broken, all I've got is this really old computer. Really?
Right. Now, my webcam actually is broken. It's thrown away.
I'm on audio, but I'm also protective. You know, fine, if you really want to say, okay, fine, then what's your cell phone number? We can do it. We can take it there. Which, of course, they should be saying... Hell no.
You know, I liked Wizard, I guess I can say his name here, Wizard of Trance, I believe it was him.
Wiz, yeah.
Yeah, he'd have people, women, like, hold up a sign as, you know, high wizard or something like that, and it was basically...
Now, what Wiz would do is he has them take a picture with their left hand holding a W.
Uh-huh.
Oh, okay. It's been a while, but I remember him posting about that.
And hey, that's fine. I had
it's a prerogative, you know. But at the same time, I'm not sure that I would ever ask someone like that, because you know some people really don't want their image out there. They're comfortable talking, but you know the main thing is to make sure that someone isn't just out to pull in a game.
Yeah, and unless you feel like playing a game, I've got somebody I chat with 4 or 5 times a year. Who is playing... I knew they were playing a game from day one, but the game was interesting enough I was willing to play. I mean, let's face it. How many college girls from New York can you get to do just about any twisted thing you dream up? We'll start with shaving their heads.
Okay.
Yeah, and, well, it was their idea, not mine. I'm not particularly into bald women, but that was their idea, and they kept coming up with just really weird things they wanted to do, and it's like, well, fine. If that's the game you want to play, at least the game is fun. And that, to me, was worth continuing to chat with them text. I've never asked them for a phone number after probably, like, once. I might have asked early on, but it's like, yeah, they're never going to give me a phone number. They're not real. They're probably some guy. And I recognize and accept the fact that they probably are some guy. And that's life. You know, I don't know, and as long as I don't know in my head, they're whatever the hell they are. They really aren't masturbation fantasy anymore. They're just simply amusing. Because usually when they come to me, it's some bizarre scenario. You know, I've been getting younger and younger, and now I'm 12. They've sent me doctored photos, which are horrible. I mean, horrible. Because they, you know, let's post, and they stick with the same face consistently over more than 1 year. So it might even be their face, who knows. But, you know, when you see their face and on the body, and it's like, okay, well, you know, that's a bad paste job.
My Photoshop is great.
Yeah, I know, but...
I did an awesome Photoshop.
I know, but there's... they pushed it a little. No, there's probably ones they sent that were good, but there were some of them, it's like, you know, if you paste your face on the body of, you know, a younger person, it doesn't look right because...
You know, you just reminded me, I just looked it up, I forgot what it was called, it's the Dunning-Kruger effect. Have you heard of that?
No, I have not.
It is basically someone's belief that they are competent, whereas they actually are very incompetent at something. And in fact, they're actually so incompetent that they do not even realize just how incompetent they are.
Yes. Yes.
So someone who believes that they're... This can apply to a submissive who's going out and trying to convince someone that they're being genuine in their, you know, in propositioning someone that they really care, or a dominant who believes that they are all influential and they can just take over anybody.
Mm-hmm. Or a hypnotist who believes that too.
Right.
It's like, yes, I know. Oh, Kiki from Hypnofetish.
Yep. Oh my god. I'll push it coming.
Paste a link to that.
Huh?
Let's see.
Yes, so those of you who've run into Kiki.
Is she coming? Because I got to go then.
No. And I'm not a big fan, but it does seem to have the belief that I can do anything. And yeah, you're second, third rate at best. Yes. Oh, by the way, the Dunning-Kruger effect is especially apparent in children who all believe they can do these things. At least mine do. But, yeah, anything can be made into an induction. I mean, because why not? Let's throw back on topic for a few minutes before we call it a day. But anything can be made into an induction. Anything you do regularly, anything you think regularly, walking down the street can become an induction if that's what you want to do. It usually comes down to guiding somebody's mind in a specific direction until their cognitive faculties are purely focused on what you are saying, what you are doing. That's the real trick. You know, we could probably have turned this entire conversation into one giant hour-long induction if we'd wanted to. Because after all, you are all focusing on what I'm saying. Now, of course, that'd probably have been better if I, you know, had fewer people interacting with me, but you know, you could always double-team somebody.
Yeah.
That would be terrible.
I can tell.
Yeah.
You protest so loudly.
You know, that would have been really interesting if people had an hour-long conversation, just thought it was just an old conversation, and then something, you know, took place at the end that was like, oh, wow, just pull that back the curtain. No, this is what really is happening.
That could be really fun.
Yeah. You'd almost need to get pre-consent. I mean, you really need to, I don't think you'd, well, you might. I don't know that I would be comfortable with that. But,
well,
but,
I don't,
it's an interesting concept.
I don't tend to do that many videos. I've done some, you know, look into my eyes kind of stuff, but nothing with other people. I'm not looking for those kind of volunteers from the audience to have themselves sold on online as, hey, this is proof that I am the most amazing hypnotist ever. Feel your mind go away as I tell you children's nursery rhymes and you laugh delightedly. Oh god, I should do that as a file. Sorry. It's the capitalist in me, because they're actually very happy with me, but children's nursery rhymes is an induction. Or children's nursery rhymes is a file. Because some of my customers are more disturbed than I am. Okay, most of my customers are more disturbed than I am. I'm just the ringleader.
What does
that make you? I am their enabler. I am their enabler. That's right.
You know what? I believe you.
I am in a what is it? What's the word? There's a word for that relationship. Oh, come on.
What?
Sorry, my brain is misfiring, and I can't come up with it. It's a straight. It's a simple one. It's people have these relationships all the time. The broken relationships where one of them's the enabler and the other's the...
Oh, codependent.
Codependent. Yes, I am codependent with thousands of people.
You're codependent with thousands of dollars.
Although
so what can $10 get me?
What can $10 get you?
Anything you want.
Anything you want. A tote bag.
Let's see now. More and more. It can get you more and more as the amount of clothing you're wearing gets less and less.
Oh, I gotta pay with clothes. That's mean.
A tote bag. Yes, the WMM tote bag. I got hypnotized by EMG and I liked it.
Oh, can I get that? Oh, shoot. Is that on Amazon?
Oh, I could probably have them produced.
They're all those corny sites where they just stamp out the t-shirts and the mugs. And
I actually, at one point in time, I looked into doing it with one of those sites, and I was just so disgusted with the percentage that they kept. It's like, yeah. You know, I know how much it costs to produce this, and I'm getting, like, you know, this, and you're getting that, and it seemed like, plus, let's face it, WMM merchandising, I mean, really, how many people want to advertise if they hang out on that site?
Well, a lot of people would just take it like a joke. They wouldn't even, they'd probably even look it up. They'd be like, yeah, okay, cool.
I mean, I have worn WMM t-shirts to fetish conventions because by that point in time, yeah, okay, you're not going to care. You'll either recognize me because, hey, okay, or you're at a fetish convention. If you have a problem with hypnosis, yeah, you got your own problems. And it's still true. It's still true that, you know, I go to a fetish convention, I'm into BDSM, so I go to places where people get beaten. And yet there will be people who will be squicked out by things that other people do there, and it's like, really? Really? You've joined the group of people that, you know, really aren't well embraced by society, the people that want to wake up tomorrow morning with bruises on their body, and possibly worse. But there's the guy over there doing that, and you decided to judge them. You would think that somebody who's being judged already would say, "Yeah, okay, you know, it's not me, but whatever." I'm that guy.
Well, yeah, you know, there are actually, it's interesting. There's so many different types. You know, some people come at it from that angle. Myself, I'm interested in hypnosis. Mm-hmm. But you know, I don't come at it from a BDSM standpoint, and
right.
You know, but I'll still look. You know, I'll see. I'm curious what people, you know, get into. So. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and that's just it. And it's like, okay, but you know, I started out for a BDSM, so it's like, okay, you know, people are not necessarily going to judge. People are already going to judge me based on those favorites. And then people started asking me to do hypnosis stuff, and I started a website, you know. Well, I started a chat and a website, WM's original rendition, which was all, you know, just simply download stuff in HTML before I moved on to where we are now. And people started asking me, will you do this? Will you do this? And it's like, sure, it's not my cup of tea, but it doesn't bother me. And then, of course, you know, I finally gave up and became a capitalist. Because there were enough people wanting enough things that it's like, yeah, there aren't enough hours in the day to do this, so I need to at least make it a little bit worth my while.
So do you find yourself interested enough in just requests that people have that you can put yourself into it and actually invest in it, even if it's just for money? I don't know. I try
to get mentally invested in whatever they request. I don't feel like I'm giving them. I don't feel I'm giving them what they're asking for if I just simply go through the motions. Mm-hmm. I try to get into their mindset, because if I'm not trying to get into their mindset, then I'm just speaking a bunch of words, and I don't think it's going to work as well for them.
Mm-hmm.
So, yes, you know, if I have to do a diaper file, or the 10th diaper file for the same guy, and there is that guy. Which, you know, he keeps tweaking it and sending me scripts. I love him because he pays me consistently to keep tweaking the same set of rules that he's trying to hone and refine down to a razor's edge. I still try to get involved with what they're requesting because this is their fantasy, and if I'm just going out there and saying, okay, now do this, do this, do this, voila, people are gonna stop caring really quick. They're gonna stop being interested. Although, admittedly, WMM's now gotten to the point where it's so big and there are so many files that I'm starting to think it's time for me to actually take a lot of my stuff off-site to a different site, only because, you know, I've produced a lot of files. I've produced more than anybody else on WMM, although there's a couple people who are trying to catch up with me, some of whom are very, very bad. Hacksaw. Sorry. He's just not good. He'll produce a file whenever he feels like it, and he's improved over what he started with. And there's Tiki, who is truly painfully bad and has not gotten better. Some of his earliest work was scary bad, and it was like I actually had to ban him from the site for a while just because what he was publishing was noise.
Wait, who?
A Tiki. Also goes by a different name. He goes by Tiki on Hypno Files and goes by something else on WMM. And I had to warn him off because he kept including pieces of HTML from the website in his file descriptions recently. He's just simply not that mentally proficient, I don't think. I would fear a long-term conversation with him. But hey, you know, that's what they do and they enjoy doing it. But some of these people are publishing, you know, 2-3 files a week, 2-3 files a day. Or some of them are just rambling on about whatever the heck they want to. And that was the problem I had with him, is it sounded like he was just talking about his life as opposed to actually producing hypnosis content, and it is a hypnosis related site. You know, so I said no, that was enough. On at least doesn't happen very often, but every so often somebody has to go away. You know, if you're posting files that are somebody else's content and they come to me and say this is my content, you're gone, because I have to. But at this point in time, even the 500 or 600 files I'm done are getting drowned out by the 2,000-3,000 files other people have done, so it'll be time for I'll leave my files on WMM because there's no point in pulling them, but I'll say it's time to build other sites just so people can find what I'm doing outside of WMM, because it's now starting to get to the point of, you know, if you've ever been to download.com, hey, it's great, except there's so much stuff there that you're really basing it on what other people have said about things, because there's so much stuff there. And the decision process becomes harder and harder when there's massive amounts of content. So, time to build something that's just me. And I hear my neighbor's dog is no longer happy.
I hear that.
Oh, yeah, which has ruined a recording more than once, or at least you're going along and you're going along and you're 3 minutes in and the dog's barking induction.
I thought that was Helix.
I don't. My dog doesn't bark like that.
I thought you were barking. I thought there was like some behind-the-scenes transfer going on.
That's right. I'm doing covert hypnosis on him.
And then you got him to bark? I thought that was kind of cool.
Yeah.
You just ruined it.
I know. I ruin all the illusions.
Well, that would be an interesting thing to... what are the most overused sound effects in an actual hypnosis file?
Oh, the most overused sound effects. Well, that would be cheap new age music.
Yanni.
Pretty close. I mean, you can get it for free online, but that makes it even worse.
How about just echo vibrato, echoing like people feel like somehow that makes their voice sound more powerful.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Well, Paul McKenna does echoing. That's pretty good.
Well, and you can do it well, but there are people who just do it. And if everything you say is echoed, it just starts getting, okay. You know, the best content is the stuff people put real serious work into. Or, you know, are just really naturally good at it. There are some of those as well. But Ocean Surf for every subliminal ever.
Every subliminal ever.
Oh, come on. Don't tell me I cannot find 500 websites that have Ocean Surf background on the subliminal weight loss, subliminal stop smoking, subliminal, I don't know, hair growth?
Whale sounds too. I've actually heard that.
No way, really?
Oh yeah, whale sounds.
Yeah. It was really, it's really bad too. It's like that is not relaxing, and yeah.
That's disturbing. What are they, like whales having sex or something?
I don't know.
I can't even.
But I did a manip about that. It was I called it like the whale induction. And it was like the best whale induction of 2008 or something. I'll probably post it up on the website.
Best whale induction from 2008.
Best whale induction ever.
It's been a while. There probably are better whale inductions now.
Probably. another one that seems to be popular is if you're doing something that's going to result in arousal, having sex noises in the background. Mm. Oh, it's like,
that's
really
so corny.
Uh-huh.
Oh my!
Like I said, overused and corny, and it's like, really, really, you're trying to get me aroused with sex noises? That could work with 18-year-old men, but then again, like I said, 18-year-old men are like shooting ducks in a barrel. They're not going anywhere, and they're the easiest target on earth.
Well, it also depends on what people are going for, right? If someone really, you know, is focused on the hypnosis, then that they may not want to have anything to do with that. But if they're just into it for kind of like a porn angle, then
you know. Right, and that's just it. Like, that's why I said 18-year-old men. They're there for the porn. They're not there for the hypnosis.
But if you're there for both,
well, then you're special.
You know, heck, I think there are a lot of people in that boat that they're just, that I've seen that it just seems like they really are focused on the physical. They're not, mm-hmm. I mean, yeah, mental there to the extent that there's sort of the illusion of control, but they really aren't interested in actually being hypnotized.
Yeah, I would agree. I would agree. There's a lot of male jerk-off fantasy out there.
You know what sucks is you think you're going to get the hypnosis.
You think you're going to get it?
But you get the RP.
Yeah.
And that's a lot of dudes do that. You're like, oh, okay, we're going to do some hypnosis. Then it goes into this big sex scene, and you're like, oi, where's the hypnosis? You're like, you know, I'm not going to be here just, you know, for you to hear you jerk off, so get out of here. But, you know, that's not hot. Me and my homegirl always experience that. We're like, okay, listen, dude, I mean, great, you're sexy, but I want to hear the hypnosis. We don't.
Yeah.
It's not just, you could combine, that's fine, that's awesome, thumbs up, but just the RP without the hypnosis sucks.
Well, you get a bunch of different people, a lot of different viewpoints.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah, and that's kind of part of why I'm doing this, is get more than my viewpoint, because my viewpoint is mine. I'm fairly insular by nature. I don't go to other people's sites very often, partially because I'm a very busy individual. Sadly, WMM does not keep the power on in my house, so I also have a job. Despite the... Oh, and I love this one. This is a few years back. I had some guy who's like, EMG must be a millionaire. It's like, huh? Yeah, well, this file's been downloaded 4,000 times, and he's charging this for it, and if you do the math, that's like, you know, $4.5 million. And it's like, yeah, I wish, because First of all, I gave that file away for about 2 years. Second of all, on top of that, I count downloads as downloads, which means that if you buy that file tomorrow and you like that file, and you play it a lot, you may download it 20 times. I get paid once.
Yeah. Well, from what I've seen, if you're in it, if you come in looking for money, you're just going about it all wrong. This is not the place to get wealthy unless you're going into
stage hypnosis
financial
or
obviously if you become a big name, but I mean realistically most stage hypnotists probably
true. If you're not doing a Vegas show, you're not making a lot of money as a stage hypnotist.
Yeah, that's just in general. But seriously, the people who probably make the most out of this whole area are financial doms, fin doms. Well, because they get a clientele who have that discretionary income.
Yeah,
and they just, I just seen it. Just people just flat out just give them all kinds of. Buying them all kinds of expensive gifts,
which has resulted in MasterCard and Visa being very, very painful about giving out credit card transaction ability to people doing hypnosis of any sort that's sexual. I mean, yeah. I have lost more than one credit card processor and had a terrible time finding them, even though I do, you know, quite a few transactions a year and get maybe one chargeback a year, which means that compared to adult sites, I am a god. I probably do better than brick-and-mortar businesses as far as my chargeback rate. But yeah. I've still lost credit card processors over my content. And it's like, geez, my content's all spoken word. Really?
Yeah.
You're going after me. But it comes back to the femdoms, and not just femdoms, there's guys out there too, that are going out there and they're fleecing people for huge amounts of money who eventually have regret and then come back and complain.
Yeah.
And because they realize, well, okay, maybe it really wasn't worth $10,000 to get off.
Yeah.
But I...
Yeah. And it's all with that. It's also, you know, it should be concerning to everyone that, you know, there probably are people who, you know, are managed to take everything into consideration, keep a balance to their life, and not get over their head. But I've heard stories of people spending just absurd amounts of money, mm-hmm. and you know, basically giving away their money. And you know, maybe they have some wish to ruin themselves, or I don't know that whole mindset, but
yeah.
I think some of that, you get some of the most negative attitudes around it, and some of it probably for good reason. Mm-hmm. if they're not careful on both sides,
mm-hmm.
be responsible.
Yeah. Besides that, and this is just simply true anywhere, anybody who is good at being a any carny knows that you don't want to fleece them of everything all at once. The best scam is the one that you can keep going for years, because then it doesn't go away.
Yep.
You know, oh great, I got $10,000 today. Well, he's gone, and he probably is going to cancel everything, and I may not actually get to keep those $10,000. But if I hit him up for $100 a month for the next 5 years, I'll still get those $10,000, and he'll be happy, and I'll keep all of it.
Ooh, mine.
Yep.
I've never been into the financial stuff. I've had people request me to do files about it. I've had people pay me to do files about it, which is always fun. But it's not what drives me.
Yep.
I would say I've collected less than $1,000 from people who want to be financially dominated by me.
Yep. And frankly, what I've seen, the best hypnotists are not motivated by the money.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I mean, I'm not saying that there aren't good hypnotists out there that also, mm-hmm. you know, happen to make money, but unfortunately, you know, where you have money, you attract people that really just don't care. They really don't care, and they create shoddy work.
Oh, hell yes. Yes, there's some extremely shoddy work out there. I've done some shoddy work on occasions. I've got some stuff that I really want to go back and re-record, and it's like, problem is I need to find it, and my users never really complain very often, which annoys me to some degree. It's like, I'd really love more feedback, but no, that doesn't happen very much. But I know there's some older files I did with this headset that was just purely crap, and there's this horrible background noise, and it's like, well, if somebody just tell me which files those are, I'd, you know, revisit them as opposed to leaving them out there to annoy people for years. Because I had a guy who was like, hey, you know, you do a fine job, but I really dislike this. And it's like, well, tell me which files.
No, if you give me the free files, I'll give you the criticism. I really don't hold back.
But you raise a good point about feedback. I believe that when people find something that is well-crafted, well-thought-out, and obviously people put a lot of time in, that they should give props to it. You know, they should tell that person, you know, hey, that was a really, really great file. Thank you.
Yeah.
You
know, as opposed to me having to insert some little piece of hypnotic trickery into it. And if you liked this file, or alternately the ones that go back and do it the other way, and you loved this file so much, you must immediately leave feedback of awesome, A++++.
Yep.
I've seen that. I've heard that. It's like, yeah, that's fine.
The writers complain about that a lot too. You know, I've seen that. They often aren't appreciated. But you know, people will go out to, I get the acronym wrong, EMCSA or whatever. I definitely got that acronym wrong. But you know what I'm talking about, the Mind Control Forum or Archive. And a lot of stories. People produce week in, week out, and they don't get that much feedback.
Yeah, the EMCS Forum, yeah. I kind of feel sorry because there are some people out there that write some really amazing stuff. It's like, your day job isn't writer.
Unbelievable that they can actually hold down a job and still crank out long stories week after week. I'm like, that's amazing.
Yeah. And some of them, like I said, some of them, it's like, you know, why is this not your day job? I've read stuff that it was like, this is better than stuff I pay money for.
Mm-hmm. You know, and I think there are a few people that are finding, you know, some mode of success on, you know, Amazon or other places where they're self-publishing. That, you know, they never this material would never have been picked up by by a mainstream publisher, but they can put some of this stuff out there, and while they may not make a lot of money, but they can get something for their contribution.
Yeah. So what are we discussing, and when do we discuss it? Let's take a look at my calendar here. Because the end of July will be semi-crazed. I will be in Sartell, Minnesota from July 22nd to the 25th.
That EMG won't do...
Huh?
Mike asked the question.
What did we learn today? Absolutely nothing. I think we just bullshitted for an hour.
Two.
Nothing wrong with that.
I blame Felix. Helix.
I talk
we'll still
too much.
Set a we'll still set a topic, and we'll aim at it roughly, and we'll see what happens. Let's see. That won't happen. Okay. How about the 20th of July?
That's a Saturday.
I'm doing these exclusively on Saturdays in the morning.
Okay.
It's the one time that my children are least likely to be running around the house screaming. And I don't have to work.
Yeah. That's fine.
50-50, but only a 10% chance of that. Alright. I think we're going to shoot for the 20th, because by the 27th I will have strange children in my house for a week.
No. Don't eat them. Getting so much trouble, trust me.
I know. But hey, you know, you get enough of them going, you can get them running all the power. You can get them biking fast enough to run all the power machinery in your house. You just have to remember to feed them occasionally.
Oh, that sucks.
It's probably not, you know, cost effective, but oh well. Apparently, you're still required to feed them anyway.
At least 3 times a day.
Okay. So, topic. We're shooting for July 20th, and the topic will be...
Are you asking for suggestions?
I'm asking for suggestions. I'm opening to suggestion. It could just be what, you know, I could, you know, go with the literal truth. Random shit that falls out of my brain. Roleplay versus real, covert or conversational. I am not an expert on covert or conversational hypnosis. I've done a little covert online. I never done conversational hypnosis. Shockingly enough, I really should, you know, spend more time studying more about hypnosis, go to one of these, you know, big conventions.
Well, you got 21 days. Fucking do it.
voice versus text versus in person. I've done all of those.
He's moaning again. What are you doing?
I moan a lot.
I'm going to be walking around with this, you know, Shrection.
there we go. I'll have to tie either arousal or trance to my moaning.
You see, he did it again.
I try not to have that happen in my files.
You should do it more in your files. I might download them if there was a little more of that, you know.
So she finds the moaning sexy.
And I'll be thinking, oh, he's getting into it, and it's actually just his, like, backache. Mm. It'll be kind of funny.
That would have probably been last night. It's not aching this morning.
I'm, like, thinking, oh, wow, he's really turned on doing this, and it's his foot stretching or something silly. Well, if I may throw it out there, I would actually like to witness you do something.
You actually want a trance?
So, I want to see you do it to somebody.
Ring the bell.
Do it to somebody. Do it to, Jerry's a subject.
Trance.
I don't know if Mike is a subject. I'm going to say Mike is a subject. Mike is a subject. Yes. I want to see the infamous EMG do it live.
You want to see me do it live. Okay.
Yeah.
Do it live. So we'll want to volunteer with a webcam, and this one will be recorded with video, so...
Yeah, do it. Hey, get on cam, one of you guys. Come
so... we'll yeah. set up for... And... So, I'll ask for volunteers, and the person who asks for the most interesting trance gets tranced. And then we'll have a backup.
Oh, there's going to be competition. All right.
Yeah.
Yeah, do it live. That would be dope.
Okay. Yeah. So, next session, live trance with EMG. We'll even record my beautiful, beautiful face. And somebody else's.
Somebody else's not as beautiful face?
Who knows? Could be a girl, could be a guy. Could be Elton John in the duck costume.
Oh, you are kinky. That'd be
awesome. I don't know Elton John, but hey. If I did, I'd probably be hypnotizing a whole different class of people. That's the other place you can make good money, is sports hypnosis.
Oh yeah, for sure. That's how my friend does it. He does purely therapeutic stuff.
Yeah. I've done therapeutic stuff 2 or 3 times. It's not my thing. I'm not a professional hypnotist. I just do this for the shits and giggles.
Have to Maybe. Be careful.
Which unfortunately applies to some of my users.
Yeah, ew, you gross.
No, I'm just wrong.
I'm just amazed that I know I understand the whole thing about the therapists and being careful that people are properly licensed for you know, if you're going to go out and say that, you know, you can do therapy, but it's still bewildering to me, at least, that there are states out there that, you know, will not let someone, you know, practice any type of hypnosis without being licensed. It's just
I know. I actually probably couldn't offer professional hypnosis in my state without some form of licensing. Admittedly, I looked at the licensing at one point in time. It's pretty straightforward. You just have to sign an agreement that you're going to do this, 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 and this from a professional point of view, but it's not my day job. It's something I enjoy much more as the thing I do in the background. So, you know, in the foreground I program computers, in the background I program people. I don't have control issues at all.
I do software development myself. What language?
Right now C++.
Oh, okay.
But that's just because that's what they pay me to do. I've also done C#, PHP, Java. I'm Sun Java certified. But from the word Sun tells you how long ago I was certified. Seeing as how they are no longer their own company.
Yeah, shame about that.
Yeah, I agree. So, I've programmed a little bit of everything. Yes.
Oh, that's cool.
I'm the hypno nerd. Actually, I'm considering stealing an idea from, what's his name? Has anybody done, he's on FetLife a lot. I can't remember his name today. He does a online, basically choose your own adventure trance thing. I hate it when my brain fires sideways.
Are you talking about Nimja?
Nimja, yes.
Oh, Jesus. I know way too many people. This is...
I know.
I don't think it's shit. I mean, not shit. It's not shit, you know? It's a great idea. I just don't like texting, you know?
I know. I'm considering doing a live voice version. And I actually found some cool software tools that might even allow it to respond to your voice while you're under. So you
deal
don't
it.
Have to type.
You know, that just... thinking back on childhood, the whole phrase, you know, choose your own adventure trance, just brings back some horrifying possibilities. You know, I always pick the wrong path, and it would be like, and you see a monster, you're faced with a monster, you're dead. Sorry.
Well, the funny thing is, I actually went through one of Nimja's trances, and I started responding, no, I'm not going under, which was accurate, but besides the point. And it hit like level 4 iteration, and it just said, as opposed to attempting to continue at all, it said, okay, well, we're done. And it's like, really? You're done? It's a script. You could have kept asking the question for a day.
What a fucking quitter, right?
Like, your script quit. And Nimja does a pretty decent trance. I chatted with him a few years back. He's got his own collection of issues. I'm not the biggest fan in the world, but that's for personal reasons.
I just keep thinking Nimja. So.
I think that's where he went, but
yeah.
But he does a beautiful trance. He does a beautiful trance with music. So, because he's also a singer, not a great singer, but a singer.
No way.
Yeah. Yeah, there was a very interesting period about a year and a half ago where he and two other people and myself were interacting on an almost daily basis. It was bizarre.
Keep forgetting I muted it.
And then he pissed me off because he did some things that annoyed other people I care about.
I would ask you, but this is being recorded, so...
Yeah, and I'm not going to broadcast that. I've probably said too much about people who are on my site already.
You can bleep it out, though. It'd be kind of funny if you said, oh, yeah, someone bleep, bleep, you know, and you just... And people would be like...
Oh, my God, can you please do that? That's brilliant.
That would be funny.
Please do that. That's so brilliant. You just go beep, beep, and people are just going to be, what the hell? What were they talking about?
Yeah, get the rumor mill going.
Oh, do it. That's a brilliant idea.
All names have been removed to protect the innocent or
Thank
the
guilty. Thank you. Well, to protect the evil, we're removing their names.
Ah, the curse induction. The cursing induction.
Oh, that would be mine. Sorry. Uh-huh. Let's steal that.
15 minutes of foul language followed by trance.
Did somebody tell you about my style? What the hell is this?
You know, that would make a funny induction, like a humor induction. It'd be like, you know, there's unnecessary censorship. Like you have a trance file and it literally just like every time you hear the bleep, you know, you go deeper and you just they just keep talking and it sounds like they have the most foul language and just
I've got a couple of friends who get into these massive spats of laughing. I can imagine, you know, guiding that into a trance. That would actually be kind of fun. Where you get to, have you ever been to the point where just like everything you hear seems funny, even though, you know, if you heard it 5 minutes later, it probably wouldn't be. But right then, the world is making you laugh and you can't seem to stop.
Yeah, that's called pot.
Without the pot. Anyway, but it gets to the point where, you know, she's actually hurting from the laughter. And if you've got that much focus on one thing, you could turn it into a trance. Unfortunately, I don't think she'd appreciate it if I did.
Ah,
there we go. We'll trigger things to my evil laugh. That would be dangerous. I laugh a lot. I'm easily...
No, amused. Trigger it to your moans, I'm telling you. You moan more than you laugh.
Oh. Okay.
No. No, I'm laughing every time. he's doing it on purpose.
No, yeah. I would never do that.
So I guess we're wrapping this one up?
We should really wrap this up. Among other things, I'm certain that A, it's run well over an hour, and B, I'm sure my children would like to come down to this room since this is where the air conditioner is.
Well, you stingy, stole their AC. Wow. That's abuse.
I know, it is. It's only 90 outside. It's not that bad. At least there's 0% humidity.
Oh, wow. Okay.
Well, I'm in Colorado where everything's burning.
Dude, I don't
wow,
know.
Wow, it's 90
deal.
Out in Colorado today?
Let's check the weather.
It's only like 10 o'clock.
It's
like,
probably not 90 yet. It's probably only in the 80s by this point. The weather forecast says... The weather forecast lies. It is not 64 degrees. It's only 73 right now, and actually it's only supposed to get into the 80s today. It was 90 yesterday. So we're supposed to have a nice weekend with actual rain coming in, which is good. Maybe things will stop burning.
Sucks when it burns.
Oh, yeah. I had fires 10 miles from my house not 2 weeks ago and last year as well. Admittedly, those 10 miles would never have been crossed because they move into purely residential areas where everybody waters their lawn and, you know, there aren't any dead trees to burn. So, it's not that bad today. Anyway, now that we've covered the weather and it's almost an hour past our bedtime.
All right. Well, it was good chatting.
It was good chatting with everybody. And the next time
Thanks
we work
for coming, guys.
Next time the topic will be trance, and we will be trancing a volunteer from the audience. It will be whoever amuses me the most in their suggestion of what they want done. I've got somebody who's been begging for it for like 3 weeks. We'll see how well they do, but that will be the plan. We are going to shoot for July 20th. And I will be announcing it in all the usual places. If people have other places they would like me to announce it, please send me an email. Send me a suggestion. carrier pigeon, whatever works best for you. Drop it in the Skype chat. I'll be happy to say, hey, we're doing this, we're doing it here. Come talk to us. So, I have no idea what the topic will be. I will try not to allow anything too terribly squicky to be the topic of trance. I would prefer something more amusing or, you know, at least arousing. So, have a good day, and I will talk to you in a few weeks.
Have a good one. Thank you.
Okay, bye. Take care.